I'm Josh Felber, and you're watching Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. Welcome to the show. As entrepreneurs, probably one of the biggest things that you and myself, everyone out there that's ever started a business, that's scaled a business and grown a business, really tries to fight for is their time. How can I have my time back? How can I get parts of my life back? How can I be able to go and take a vacation with my family? How am I going to be able to start to spend time with my kids and my spouse? And these are all questions we don't think about when we first start a business, but later when all of our time is now gone, we don't know how to get it back, how to reclaim it, and how to be ourselves again for our families and for our, just even for ourselves. And as we grow and scale that business, it's like, okay, what do we do? You know, who can we count on that we can hire? And is it the right time to hire somebody? Or, you know, I just, how am I supposed to really do this? It's all confusing, and we just ended up getting frustrated and just put our head down and continue to do what we do day in and day out, is hustle, grind, build our business, you know, just sweat, blood that we put into this every single day. One of the things that I found along the way as I've been growing and scaling the numerous businesses that I've owned over the years is being able to outsource some of those areas that may serve me better, and as well as find somebody that actually handles those areas better than myself as well. And so one of the biggest things for me that I found is being able to outsource and hire somebody that may have a master's degree or may have a PhD in a certain area and have them help me with research or have them help me with being able to data entry information, as well as sending emails and following up on certain aspects to maybe get me booked on a show or a podcast or getting my articles and blog articles and things written and published out there, whether it's an entrepreneur or Forbes or whatever that may be. And it's really helped me be able to find that time and get some of that time back so I can start to do those things that I enjoy and that I love and everything over the years. But how do we go about that? How are we able to make sure we find the right person? Make sure that we, pay them fairly, as well as, you know, what we do is, you know, pay and make sure that we're paying them fairly, as well as, you know, that they're getting the work done specifically as, you know, we've requested. And so that was one of the biggest challenges that I ran into. I went through a lot of different outsourcers, you know, people that I worked with outsourcing, you know, and I've outsourced everything from, you know, emails, data entry, website design, website tweaking, whatever that may be. And, you know, instead of spending $5,000 to have a website design, yeah, I spend $500. Or, you know, data entry I have a lot of different sets of information that I want to compile from analytics and different marketing and sales processes and funnels and things that we've launched. And I want to be able to know, hey, what is exactly working, what is not working, and then what do I need to do better? And instead of spending my time sitting there keying in the data, looking it up, keying it in, I have somebody else do that for me, then I can just look at the results. And that's what I'm suggesting to you is, hey, you might be at a spot in your business where you may not be able to hire somebody directly for $15, $20 an hour to help you in your business day in and day out, but you can go find somebody part-time that we can outsource to, whether it's here in the United States, the Philippines, whatever that area that best fits you is, and outsource to them at a part-time. And instead of paying that $15 an hour wage, you may be paying them $8 an hour or $6 an hour. And the work quality may be 100 times better. And one of the things that I found, though, that you really want to make sure when you're working with somebody is really be clear on what your intention is, what your results that you're looking for, and the process, you know, that you would utilize to go about it. And then, you know, you can shoot a video, you can, you know, draft it all out on a document, whatever works best for you as well as them. And hire them on, bring them on, and start to reclaim some of that time. And one of the biggest things that you can do then at that point with reclaiming your time is then take some time for yourself, or apply it in another area that you really need to hustle in. Maybe you're great at sales, and but all this other data entry and work is just bogging you down. Take that time, spend it on generating more sales for your business. And, you know, hire out those parts of the area, hire out those parts of your business that may not be your best fit, or that just it takes you 3 or 4 times longer than it would take somebody else to do that specific task or those specific items within your business. And focus on your areas that you can generate revenue, that you can generate profits within your business, that you can serve your clients directly to grow your business and scale your business. And so I'm really excited, because one of the things that along the way, that while I was figuring out how to outsource and try to find the right people, there was no really training or systems in place to really find those best people out there that align with what my needs are, as well as compensation and everything. And so my next guest I was able to meet, her name is Bonnie Fay, and she's created this whole process on being able to find the right person, connect with them, how do you present here's what I need to have done, here's what my results are, and then creating that long-term relationship with this other person to help you grow your business. And so up next, we're gonna be able to spend some time with Bonnie, be able to really dive in and see how she goes about the process, as well as she's given us a huge opportunity to access a lot of her material for free. So you can get out, start growing your business, start creating more time in your life, and really being able to do what you do best and do what you love. So stick around, we will be right back. I am Josh Felber, and you're watching Making Bank.
Hi, I'm cooking up a fresh batch of my Sun Up Before Sun Protector. Last year, my family headed off to the sunny beaches of Riviera Maya for a much needed vacation. But I knew I wouldn't enjoy myself if we were smothering our skin with ingredients that cause reproductive disorders, hormonal imbalances, even cancer. Kind of takes that feeling out of a beautiful day, right? Now you can make every beautiful day delicious to your skin by using Sun Up Before Sun Protector by Primal Life Organics.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, and I am excited today. We have an unbelievable guest on my show today. Her name is Bonnie Fay, and Bonnie is the creator of Source It, which was just recently featured in Forbes as the world's premier education in online hiring and outsourcing for entrepreneurs. Bonnie started outsourcing 5 years and developed a system that enabled her to resell her work to multi-million dollar companies and consult with some of the top names in the internet marketing industry. Now she helps people get out of overwhelm and get super high quality work, including graphic design, video editing, virtual assistants for a fraction of the cost. Bonnie believes firmly that outsourcing is the key to getting your time back and focusing on parts of your business that you love and leading the most fulfilling life possible. Bonnie, welcome to Making Bank.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I'm super excited.
No, I love your bio, because it's those same challenges I know for myself that I've run into over the years in business, and then I've hired different people, and it just has never worked out. So I'm glad you're on the show today so we can share some awesome insight with our listeners.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be fun.
Cool. Well, tell me a little bit about, I mean, your background. You know, is it something, you know, where you've always been an entrepreneur? Is it, you know, something that you just came up with this idea because you really had the need for it? So just give us a little bit of background there.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So I remember like graduating from college and looking at all of the job postings that were out there and thinking to myself, I don't want to do any of these things, not even a little bit. And so when I graduated from college with my advertising degree, I just continued doing my job that I was doing in college.
Sure.
I was a balloon artist, meaning I was the type of person that shy of a clown costume was just going to kids' parties and making nice animals and entertaining children. And so I did that for 7 years. I actually made pretty good money doing it. I made between like $1 to $250 an hour.
My kids would love that.
I'm sure they would love it. And I would honestly still love to do it for them. It was a really fun job. It was great. You got to meet people happy. It was awesome. But, I realized that I wouldn't make the kind of money I wanted to long term doing balloons. And so I wanted to inflate my balloon business. And so I learned about internet marketing. And when I started to learn about internet marketing, I was like, whoa, this is huge. Like, no matter what I want to do in my life, like, this is the key to success.
Sure.
So, fast forward like 2 months and I had stopped doing balloons and I had gotten the job being a corporate consultant. And I started doing, all of these different things myself. I started doing my own WordPress site. I started doing, a graphic design and, doing my own invoices right for these clients. And it was really unfortunate because I remember being like totally burnt out, having this professional job. And at the end of the year, I had made $16,000 in my first year of business. That's less money than I had made as a balloon artist.
Sure.
Part time. And I wasn't feeling good about what I was doing. And so that's, the road that initially led me to what I'm doing now, because I knew I had to find like a better way of doing business.
Okay. And, with your internet marketing business, as you were growing that, it sounds like some of the challenges then that you were running into is just you were doing everything. You wore every single hat. You were, and which seemed to be what's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. They face those same, challenges in their businesses as well as, I'm doing this, I'm doing marketing, I'm doing shipping, I'm doing, emails, I'm doing customer service. Where do I go from here? So what did you come up with? Obviously it sounds like you found a solution here.
So it was really interesting. I remember having that moment where I was looking at my paycheck. Right. And it was $16,000 from the total for that year. I was looking at how it all added up. And I felt mortified. I had friends coming to me saying, you really should consider getting a job. This is not okay. It's not okay to be at like American Poverty Standard level. So I was stubborn and knew that this was my path. And I knew I couldn't get a job. So I went to an internet marketing conference and kind of played the pretty girl card a little bit and ended up going out for bottle service with some of the most famous internet marketers out there, people who had 7 and 8 figure businesses.
Wow.
And I remember going to like this club Lavo in Las Vegas and I was just like, la, 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 hello. And they were bringing out like bottle after bottle of like Cristal. I didn't even know what Cristal looked like. People were telling me it was Cristal. I heard it was in the rap songs, right? It was like,
right,
colors were going off. There was like the most famous internet marketers like out there in Superman costumes and it was wild. And I remember my friend coming up to me and saying, do you know how much they spent on bottle service last night? And I was like, no. And my friends was like, it was $38,000.
Wow.
$38,000 for 4 hours. I thought that was a ridiculous amount of money to be spending on alcohol.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, they just spent twice what I made this year in the past 4 hours. And I knew that those guys, as lovely as they are, were not smarter than me, but they were doing things differently.
Right.
And so I realized that they didn't have any of the same skill sets. They didn't know how to tweak their WordPress sites. They weren't doing their own graphic design. They were outsourcing everything. And so it was that moment, the funny moment, that my life changed because I was like, you know what? I need to develop the skill set of hiring the right people because having the skill set of doing everything myself isn't the one that's going to take me to epic levels of success that I really desired.
Right. And that's a good awakening moment, you know, when you're you have that feeling, you're like, ah, I got to do something about this. So what was that kind of that key ingredient then that kind of moved you to that, you know, next level to start finding the right people then? Because, I mean, obviously there's so many options and you don't know what's right, what's wrong. And
yeah. So what was really interesting in what happened for me is I took a course on outsourcing. And I want to tell you that that course on outsourcing changed everything for me. And I started really succeeding. But that's not really what happened. I started outsourcing all the wrong things, like didn't make any more money, did like just kind of what most people do. I went to Upwork, got really crappy results, you know, had lots of, you know, disappointing outcomes. And it wasn't actually until I did, I hired my first American VA, right? Okay. And she came in and she, for $15 an hour, she was a retired person from AT&T. And she had directed multi-million-dollar companies, and I think she just felt sorry for me. And she was retired. She's like, "I'm just gonna help this girl." So she had, you know, managed multi-million-dollar project, 300 employee divisions. And so she's like, "You know what? You need to just systematize these outsourced workers, and you know, get these people between $2 and $3 an hour to just do work for your company, and then resell that." And it wasn't until I had the right projects and systems in place and I understood how to not only systematize my business, but use what I call hybrid sourcing, getting the best of both worlds using both domestic talent and talent overseas, that my profits literally exploded. So I wasn't making a crap ton of money. I made $16,000 a year, and 3 months later I was making, you know, $48,000 a year. But I think it was in that moment where I was like, holy crap, I just quadrupled my income. Like, that's nuts. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even working. Like, I'm not even doing the work myself. Like, this is a crazy thing. And it was like then that I was just like, holy crap, I have to tell everyone about outsourcing.
No, that's exciting because, you know, trying to really figure out, and it, like you said, it's not always the course that get you, you know, the right answers and stuff. A lot of it is trial and error and failure and failure and failure until you keep finding the right thing or the right people to connect with to really make things happen for you.
100%.
100%. Cool. We got to take a break here in a minute. So can you stick around with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Super. So I am Josh Felber and you're watching Making Bank and we'll be right back.
Now you can get your healthy superfoods in one drink with no shopping, no blending, no juicing, and no cleanup.
Welcome back. You're watching Making Bank, and I am Josh Felber. We've been speaking with Bonnie Fay, how she, through her frustrations and challenges, has been able to break free from that $16,000 year and overwhelm and exhaustion as an entrepreneur, to now, you know, where she's been able to work a lot less and triple her income in within a few months. Not, it wasn't just that easy, but it was through a lot of challenges and failures and trials. But she's moving her business forward, and that's leading her to where, you know, her business is today. So, Bonnie, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's so nice to be back.
Cool. All right, so you have these, you know, you got these people coming on board, and you have some outsourcing and a retired AT&T person helping you out. And they're saying, hey, you know, start selling the services and get it cheaper overseas. And so tell us a little bit about how you structured all that and put that together. And I know your big thing is you work a lot with people based out of the U.S. for quality service and everything.
Yeah. So I believe in this concept called hybrid sourcing, like, which is getting the best of both worlds.
Right.
So the way I think, what's really was helpful for me in structuring things was basically just you know, getting the outsourced team to do the work, it was between $2 to $3 an hour when I was consulting actively.
Okay.
And then we sold it for like, it was between $20 and $50 an hour. And so there was a really good ROI on that. It generated a lot of passive income for me at the time. I no longer consult because it's not my dream. It's not my passion. It's not what I'm supposed to do in the world, but that's a workable model.
Sure.
Now the way we have things structured is we basically have, we both have people overseas and we have domestic workers. And a lot of the times we will have something where we'll have our domestic VA come in and pioneer a process and really like learn how to do the process. So we believe in hiring domestic VAs between anywhere between $15 to $20 an hour is a really good rate in terms
okay.
of getting someone who's super high quality and can really drive your business forward, right? And we'll have our person come in and he is brilliant and he'll pioneer a process for us, right? And he'll get to learn professionally. And
right.
then and we'll take it over to our overseas worker, right? Joan or Shilpa, right?
Sure.
Who might be in the Philippines or India. And for $5 an hour, we have someone who literally has an MBA.
Wow.
Who literally has an MBA, take those processes and systems and implement them for a fraction of the cost. And there's a huge cost savings there because you get like a very high quality worker and you're only paying a fraction of the cost. And I think a lot of people have a lot of trouble wrapping your head around that because there's this concept out there that's so known in our culture, which is you get what you pay for, right?
Right.
That's certainly true when all things are equal, right? But when you're playing on an economy where, you know, PhDs all over the world make less than $10 an hour, particularly in developing countries, but have the same intelligence and skill set, you know, of our PhDs.
Right.
You know, it's certainly an area where you can get amazing quality work and still be paying a fraction. And that's the secret sauce of where we're at today.
Awesome. And I know, I guess, how do you figure out what really needs, you know, as a entrepreneur business, what really needs to be outsourced? I mean, because as we're doing everything, we're like, okay, what can I actually unload and have people help me with, you know, to get me focused on the right tasks?
Yeah, so that's a really, really good question. So the bottom line is if you outsource the wrong things in your business, you are not going to make any more money, right?
Right.
Makes sense. There's no use in doing something well. It does not need to be done at all. You know, and so what I would say there is you want to take an inventory of how you were spending your time. So you can use a tool like Time Doctor and, you know, have a little, you know, software, you know, ask you what you're doing every few minutes or whatever. Or you can just take an inventory. How are you spending your time on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis?
Sure.
Then you're going to want to look at your day and separate things out into what are the money-making activities in your business. So what is driving your business forward in terms of sales, in terms of marketing, in terms of bringing more cash into your business. Those are the things you do not want to outsource. Those are the things you should be doing.
Right.
You know, first and foremost. And then you want to look at what is getting in the way of your money-making activities on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And so those are probably going to be things that you hate. Those are probably going to be things that you don't have the skills for. Maybe there are things that you like to do, but are really just low dollar power. So for some people, that's going to be social media. For some people, it's going to be invoicing. For some people, it's going to be writing their newsletter.
Sure.
For others, it's going to be, you know, coordinating client information. Like if all of that stuff is, you know, fundamentally, let's just go on the high end here and say it's $15 an hour work, right?
Right.
Okay, well, is that allowing you to do your $50, your $100, your $500, or $1,000 an hour work? Because if you're doing those tasks yourself, you are not saving money. Like
sure.
we go over something very simple in one of our free training programs where we talk about like how you can literally double your profit by working less than you are now. And that's not some magic formula. That's just applying opportunity costs to your calendar. And this is where I get really worked up because I feel like most businesses don't go out of business because they don't go out of business because they don't know how to use WordPress. They're going out of
right.
business because they don't bring money into your business. But why aren't they bringing money into their business? Because they're trying, you know, with the best of intentions to do everything themselves. And you do that because you want to manage the money in your business. But if you're not doing your core job as the CEO, bringing cash into your business, you are failing your business. Your business will not survive.
Definitely. And, you know, and even, you know, as entrepreneurs is we don't, you know, a lot of times you're like, man, it's scary. You know, you get that fear of the unknown and like, you know, how do I even go about this? How do I even go about it right to do that? And, you know, it sounds like you guys have a whole streamlined program that you help people with. So, you know, when somebody comes to you, you know, can you kind of walk us through that whole process and so we can let people know how simple it is?
Yeah. So for our free programs or for our, like, for our paid programs?
Probably, for your paid programs. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, we have a lot of free training, which is incredible, and you get a lot of value out of it. You have it. Am I allowed to give a plug or no?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
So it's at livemoreformula.com. You can go and you can get into our free webinar and get like some videos. It'll really help you with like letting go of control and getting 5x your output. For a fraction of the cost, and just shows you real life examples of how it works and gives you a lot of different frameworks of exactly how to get a high quality video, website, and graphic design for a fraction of the cost. So that's what's in our free program. What's in our advanced training program is we walk people through, you know, how have we helped entrepreneurs get to from a 5 to 6 figure level and occasionally a 6 to 7 figure level using the system of hiring correctly. So we show people exactly what do you outsource. Right? We show them how do you find a top performer, the type of person who's going to care about your business as much as you are. We're going to tell you exactly how do you communicate with that person easily and quickly, how do you train that person. And then where our program is going now is we're showing people exact templates because my genius area is I'm really good at getting super high quality work done for a fraction of the cost. So when people check out my work, they should know that everything, almost everything in my business is outsourced. Most of it's outsourced overseas, but some of it, like I said, is outsourced domestically. And if I'm allowed to say, like, it looks pretty good. Like, people say, like, it looks like, you know, it costs millions of dollars. It costs, like, it looks as good as some people who are 7-figure marketers.
Sure.
But I didn't spend that. I spend $80 per edit on my videos and they look like they cost $2,000.
Right.
You know? And so long story short, what I'm showing people how to do in my program is just how do you get a super high quality graphic designer? What are you looking for there? Where do you go? How do you get a high quality video editor? What are the templates that you need to use in order to get a high quality video for a fraction of the cost? How do you get a high quality writer? Our outsourcing writing is more challenging, you know, and it's not something I recommend you do overseas, but you can get a high quality domestic writer and not pay through the roof for it. So we show them the templates of how to do that as well. So those types of things and the virtual assistant and all that.
And okay. So, you know, you take them through the whole process and get them, you know, people focused on, you know, what to do, how to do it and everything. And then do you guys offer a solution like, hey, we have people that we can connect you with or how does that?
So it's really interesting. I love that question because most people, right, do not want to learn this stuff. No one wants to learn how to outsource. Nobody does, especially entrepreneurs because they're so busy.
Right.
And no time. They're like, honey, I don't want to learn this. Just give me the person. Right.
Yep.
And so we don't really believe in that for so many reasons. But the first reason is like, let's say you just go to an agency. Well, you go to an agency, you're always going to be paying a fee, right? Whether that's $5 an hour or more, $10 an hour or more, $25 an hour or more, like the agency has to make money. So you need to be paying the middleman. So that adds up to a lot of money over time. But, you know, there's other companies out there that'll just connect you with a worker and that's okay too. But the reason why we don't do that is because, well, for a few reasons. First and foremost, that's professional matchmaking. And I don't know that I believe in that. I feel like when it comes to like fit, it's almost kind of like dating, you know, like you might have an amazing person, but they're not the amazing for the other person.
Sure.
In that model for me. And the last reason is when you just get the person, the problem is, right? It's sort of like, in the metaphor of teach a man to fish, right? It's sort of like giving them a fish sandwich. You know, it's like you aren't learning what you need to learn. And so at some point in time, that freelancer or virtual assistant, they're going to evolve and grow in their business. And then where are you in your business? Well, you're going to be really kind of screwed, so to speak. And right. They're going to get too busy, and then you don't have the skill set to find the other person. And when you don't have the skill set to find the other person, then you don't really have the skill set to take your business to like a 6 or 7 figure level. Because at the end of the day, and I know you know this, Josh, probably more than anyone, it's like, it's not like it's person competing against person at that level. It's team competing against team. And
sure.
You need to have the skill set of finding top performers in your business, knowing how to communicate with them, knowing how to motivate them, and not having the situation, which a lot of entrepreneurs have, unfortunately, and I say this with love, is that they have these teams and they leave them every 6 months or leave them every
right.
year. So that's what we really talk about in our program, is how do you make sure that that doesn't happen? Because that's a
sure.
big point for many of us very talented entrepreneurs.
So then, from my understanding, then you guys then do the training aspect for people, but not actually to make the connection. That way, they have the understanding and learning to be able to go out and do it on their own.
We show people how do you find a top performer,
right.
whether that's a virtual assistant or all these things. We show you how to communicate with them in a
okay.
way that inspires and motivates them and doesn't, you know, lead to you overpaying. We
sure.
show you how to communicate clearly and effectively. We show you how to train people effortlessly so you can just focus on the work that you love.
Cool.
And we show you how to fire people when that's necessary too, because that's something a lot of people struggle with.
Right. Awesome. And then, so then it gives me a complete plan to go out and do that on my own, and then allow, even, you know, if I have somebody on my team that wants to be kind of that liaison. I know a good friend of mine, he does the same thing, and he has somebody on his team that works with a group, you know, in the Philippines, and you know, it's taken them through a similar kind of process that they've created on their own, you know, before
yeah.
before I met you, I would have been like, hey, connect you up.
Well, you know, I there's different business models, right? And that work model might be like a good fit for some people.
Sure.
From my belief, it's just better to have, in the long run, you have to have a skill set. You don't even need to be doing it personally. You don't need to be outsourcing or hiring personally. I don't outsource anything on my business. I have people that hire and manage for me.
Sure.
But you do need to have the skill set within your organization, and you need to understand it. You don't need to do it.
Right. Definitely. Awesome. I can tell as you're talking about it, you have a lot of passion for this, and it's just, you know, something I can tell you really, you know, hold, you know, close to you and want to be able to share with as many people as possible. So.
Thank you. Yeah, I absolutely do. It's what I feel like I'm meant to do in the world. Like, this is, you know, for me, it's like, Why are we here, like, on this planet? We're here on this planet for many reasons. One of those reasons is to enjoy life. And,
right.
You know, I think you spoke about this in your podcast before, but it's, you know, we go into businesses because we want to have this time freedom. We want to have the
sure.
flexibility to take a vacation to Greece. We want to have the time freedom to not feel like the business that we created, to have, you know, flexibility and to really live our lives passionately is like literally trapping us. And
right.
when you're doing all this work that you don't like and you're not good at, it's sort of like you quit your 9 to 5 to work 24/7. And that's not cool. That's not what most people signed up for. And it really prevents you at the end of the day from living the most fulfilling life possible. And so for me, it's like, it's not about outsourcing. Who cares about outsourcing?
Right.
Outsourcing is a tool. Outsourcing is a tool to get your time back, to enjoy your life at the level that I feel like we all are meant to, you know? I could go on and on, but yeah.
No, that's it. Great. So tell me a little bit, what was one of the best pieces of advice that you've ever received?
So one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever received is that, you know, a lot of people, businesses often don't go out of business because of having too little opportunity. It's not like we have too few ideas. So it
right.
really comes down to opportunity selection, not, you know, doing everything. And so based off of that, it's really important to look at the projects in your life and in your business and really evaluate what is going to bring you the most joy, what's going to be the easiest to implement, and what's going to bring you in the most cash in your business. And you can do that on a macro level by looking at, you know, different business opportunities, right? If there's multiple business opportunities in your life, or you can do that on a micro level and look at the different projects that you have as options for you. right? Because so often as entrepreneurs, we want to say yes to so many things, but what does that lead to? It leads to overwhelm, it leads to burnout, and it leads to us under-leveraging ourselves. Like, I'm a big believer in the Pareto principle of using, a small amount of effort to get really huge results. And so I think it's really important to start actively saying no to most projects and opportunities, because when you say no to most projects and opportunities, you say no to the great opportunities, but you can say yes to the exceptional ones.
No, and that's great for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tell me, what do you do? Do you have a routine, a morning routine, a routine that keeps you, kind of on track to keep yourself healthy and focused day in and day out?
I wish I could say that I had like a morning routine that like really helped me stay focused. But for me, it's important for me to understand my own personality type. So I have an ENFP personality type, according to the Myers-Briggs, and freedom and flexibility is really important to me. And so my current story is that I don't want to structure myself too much because it takes me out of my creative flow. I like having the ability to say yes to what I want to do each day. And if I feel like working out in the morning, I feel like that's what I want to do. I want to do it, but I don't want to tell myself I have to work out because it becomes not fun for me. So if I get to work out in the morning, ooh, yay, treat, awesome. following an exact structure isn't how my personality.
Cool. No, and that's a good thing is know you being self-aware of you and who you are and what works best for you, and that's definite bonus, because a lot of people out there don't have that self-awareness to know. And then what's one device or piece of technology that you couldn't live without?
Ooh, definitely my iPhone. I'm like constantly on my phone. I have Asana, which is an amazing project management software on there. I'm constantly looking at Asana because I'm like, I am definitely addicted to my business. I'm like, oh, what's going on in the business? And it gives you like this like news feed, so to speak, of like what everybody's doing on your team. So it's
right.
Like, look, I got a video to watch. Cool. Like, yeah, I love that. And I love that, like, everything is just like, just a click away, including worldwide dating pool, which is super fun. There's a bar in your pocket, so to speak, right here.
That's true.
I find myself like in bars, like ignoring the people around me, being like, I'm swiping.
It's like, I'm looking on my phone.
I'm looking on my phone so I can have a happenstance interaction with somebody.
Cool. Awesome. And then tell us, I know you mentioned one website earlier. How can we find you online? Where can we get more information? And we'll post a link too as well with the video.
Yeah. So my main website is bonniefay.com. So it's BonnieFahy.com. Okay. And then for our free training, you want to go to thelivemoreformula.com. And you can get all sorts of information there about how to get high-quality videos, websites, graphic design, and virtual assistants for a fraction of the cost. For free.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Our audience will love that. I mean, we have a big growing entrepreneurial pool that watches Making Bank. And, if we can help them, gain some of their time and freedom back, which everybody definitely needs to do. And that's an awesome opportunity that you offered out there for them. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for coming on the show. It was an honor to have you, and I'm excited that we've kind of to spend a little bit of time here today.
Yeah, me too. This was so fun. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Cool. I am Josh Felber. Thank you for watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Making Bank is also available for download on iTunes and Stitcher.